pray that with bifocals I don't step off of this. I guess they got the memo, children are dismissed to children's church. Happy Father's Day. As we begin today, I want us to think of the challenges we face as fathers. There are plenty. And this morning we're going to be looking at those three biggies. But the message this morning began several weeks ago, almost a month ago, while we were in Africa, my devotional time, knowing that this day was coming, praying about this time, God began to lay on my heart what we need to deal with as men, what we need to deal with as fathers. And, you know, as we do this, you know, we look at fatherhood, a call to rise up. It brings us to the thing we need to face is, what is fatherhood? You know, fatherhood is not a biological act. That has something to do with it. Fatherhood is a way of life. It's a role that we as fathers, grandfathers, need to embrace. We need to live out. You know, the role of a father is balanced with the other roles within the family unit. It's not meant to supersede everything else, though leadership is part of that role. But what we are called to as fathers is a role that is being attacked on every angle. And that's the message today. It's easy to see in our society fathers who are strong and fathers who are weak. If you want to see weak fathers, just look at your average TV show. You know, we're portrayed as doofuses, dumb, witless, weak. That is totally the opposite of what we're called to be. And we're going to be looking today, you know, as we look at that, we want to be strong. And we're going to look at three problems that face us as fathers. There are many more than this. These were the three that kept coming back over and over into my mind. And, you know, we can, even as a weaker father, begin to embrace and deal with each of these. And, you know, what are the three problems? We're going to be looking at apathy and hypocrisy and shallowness. Each of these is about three sermons long, but we are not going to do that today, all right? But I want us to think about three aspects. These are three areas in our life that the enemy attacks us daily. We see them over and over, and we want to look at what each of these are, and then we're going to deal with them. As we look at the first one, apathy. A definition of apathy is, it's a lack or feeling of emotion, lack of interest, concern. How I would define this would be living in neutral. You know, there's a lot of people that just, you know, a lot of men, fathers, you know, we've seen them that just want to coast. So that's a snapshot of apathy. The second one is hypocrisy. One of our personal favorites, right? Definition, behavior that contradicts what one claims to believe or feel. It's one thing to believe it. It's totally a different thing to live it out. For me, an extra definition would be it's an act. It's a mask or facade that we put on. Hypocrisy. The third one, and perhaps one of the most difficult to put our thumb on and deal with, is that of shallowness. Definition we're going to give for that is lacking in depth of knowledge, thought, or feeling. You know, and I pictured this. Picture the average man conversation. How's it going? Fine. Right? How things going? Okay. How things at home? Eh. It is what it is. Shallow. No depth. As we look at these three problems we faced, and we can see them as problems that we can embrace just by our sin nature, or these can also be attacks directly from the enemy. But bottom line, what each of these three are going to attack is our relationship within our family and with each other. And I think as the more I looked at these three things, you know, I looked at the apathy, hypocrisy, and shallowness. These are three things that they hold hands under the blanket. They tend to come in a grouping of that. Where if we begin to work on one, we can really work on all three. But we're going to take time and how do we fight this battle as men? And, you know, this isn't just for fathers. I am aiming this at fathers. But as men, as women, mothers, leaders, these are all traits that we need to fight. First one we want to look at is how do we battle apathy? We rise up. You know, we sang that, you know, rise up, oh men of God. Nothing like a song with gusto, right? We got to rise up. And how do we do this? And I want to share with you this morning out of Acts 26. And, you know, as I do that, I'm beginning in verse 12. And look at Paul, and what we have here is Paul, he's now before King Agrippa, he's given an account of what he experienced. In this connection, I journeyed to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. At midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun that shone around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It's hard for you to kick against the goads. And I said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, who you are persecuting. But rise up and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose. To appoint you as a servant and a witness to the things in which you've seen me and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles to whom I'm sending you, to open their eyes so they may in turn, that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. In the Bible, there are many instances of rising up. You know, I started to pour through those, and usually and most always, these are instances connected with a call to either stand for good or to stand against evil. In the scriptures, this is also used a lot of ways for even evil men standing against good. It can go both ways. But as we look at Paul in his defense and what had happened to him, Jesus blinds him on the road and gets his attention. Jesus doesn't do that so that Paul would, you know, be beaten and, you know, beaten back and go away from persecuting Christians. Jesus had a goal and a purpose for Paul. He said, get up. You know, now he's blind. Rise up. Get up. I got something for you to do. Right now, you're at a handicap. You can't see. But I've got a plan. and I've got a purpose. But Jesus invited Paul, even in that moment, to stand up, take a hold of the situation, and live out what God had planned for him. Us as fathers, we got to do that. Sometimes we are beaten down. Sometimes we are handicapped. We live through life situations we don't even come close to wanting. But I think how often those are the times when we've got to rise up the hardest, the strongest. We stand when we don't have the power to do that. We stand in the power of Christ. We stand in the power of the Holy Spirit. As a father, I don't know how you can do this without God. I know I couldn't. So we need to rise up and take a stand and be a man. Yesterday, we went to a wedding. And you know how I love weddings. But we get to that part of the wedding where the ceremony's over and the party begins. Okay? And everyone starts their wedding dancing thing. And, you know, it's okay. And I looked in, and there's usually a... I'm going to fall off. There's usually a circle of girls dancing together. I kid you not, there was a circle of guys. I wanted to walk in there and pick their man cards up and rip them up. To me, that was just wrong. Actually, it was more strange than wrong, but, you know, if the girls can do it, why can't the guys? But that really struck me as funny, and I shared that with someone, and they just laughed. But when we're apathetic and we don't rise up, I want your card. There's no place as a father to be in neutral. Sometimes we got to say the hard things. Moving into the second one. How do we battle hypocrisy? As we do that, this is a hard one. And as we look at hypocrisy, I want to share out of Ephesians 6, beginning with verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. After this, the Apostle Paul goes into what that armor of God looks like. The call is to, you know, stand, put on the belt of truth, put on this, wear this, rise up in this way. We look at the armor of God, this is offense. There's nothing on that list that protects you from turning and running. There are things that we need to embrace. And so the standing firm, as Paul shares these verses, I look at what we wrestle against in verse 12. You know, this is the stuff that video games should be made of. You know, we want to get out and blast all that stuff. But instead, we just sit there and play the video games. We need to stand firm in truth. The first of those, the piece of the armor of God is what everything else is connected to, hangs to, is truth. We need to stand firm in that. We stand firm by living it. hypocrisy is the fact that I know what the truth is, but, you know, and I want my kids to live in the truth, but I may not necessarily want to live that way. We as fathers could say, you know, to our children, don't watch this, don't smoke this, don't drink this. But yet do we. That's hypocrisy lived out. We need to show our kids truth. That what we see, what we believe, is good enough that we want to actually live it. And by living it, we show them how to live it. We need to stand firm. You know, as we do that, it's, you know, living a double life is not the thing. How can we lead our families away from the traps this life gives us if our feet are in them? We can't. We're ineffective. We're weak. Stand for what's right. When we stand firm, you know, and in this, I fail sometimes. I'm sure you fail sometimes. Don't let this be the pattern of your life. You may be here this morning, and if you're like me, I'm making notes on this, and I'm studying this, and it's like, you know, how do you write things down when the 2x4 is smacking you? We need to know the truth. We need to live the truth. We need to do that. Dads, men, mothers, ladies, leaders, stand for what's right. A temporary failure is not an excuse to write it off. That takes us back to our apathy. I can't do this. I'm just going to go into neutral and just ignore it. Maybe it'll go away. That doesn't work. The third thing we want to look at this morning is, how do we battle shallowness? For guys, this is the hard one. You know, it's easy most of the time. You know, you notice ladies going deep. You know, the lady version of how you doing is, oh, just let me give you the list. Boom, 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 boom. And the amazing thing is they understand it. You know, for this one, this is more to the guys. And I want to share three separate sections of Scripture with you. The first one is 1 Peter 3:7. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel. I'm not even going to touch that part. Since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. I probably will touch that part. Understand your wives. You can't do that if you're shallow. There are guys I know, I don't think they have any idea that your wife is going through boom, 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 boom. You look at your wife and you think, she's fine. She's okay. She's not okay. Get to know it. Peter writes this because he probably blew it. You know, I'm with Peter. I've blown it. I know you have blown it. Don't look at me that way. It's not just me. Live with your wives in an understanding way. You loved them. You love them. you're going to love them. It might make you crazy on occasion. Don't do that. I should so tell your wife that you should. No. But you know what? It goes both ways. I think I make mine crazier than she makes me. You know, I can tell my wife, I'm still crazy about you, and sometimes she thinks I'm crazy because of her. But I understand my wife needs nurtured, and that sometimes I don't do it right. Sometimes I don't go deep enough, and I should. Because when we go deep, you got to open that scary part of your life. Guys, 99% chance they already know what your scary part is. They just want you to share it. And it goes both ways. You may never fully understand each other. Not a reason to go back to apathy and go into neutral. All right? Second verse I want to share with you, Ephesians 6:4. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. The connotation of this verse isn't so much anger, it's frustration. When you as a father are living a life of apathy and hypocrisy, you're given a mixed message that makes your kids nuts. No wonder they're frustrated. No wonder they're angry. They don't know what to stand for because they don't see you model that. They don't see me model that. Love your kids by gently instructing your kids, modeling for your kids how you want them to live. When you tell them, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, they shouldn't see you doing this and doing this and doing this. They get frustrated when we live a life of hypocrisy. Go deeper with your kids, just like you need to go deeper with your wives. The third one, Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. I was going to give you the King James Version, so I had to look down. This is hard. The connotation of this verse is, guys, you need to work on each other. Most of the time, the ladies are doing this, dealing with what they need to deal with. You know, boom, 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 boom. They're doing that. We got to get past the boom. You know, if we can start with one, you know, maybe we can get to two or three or four or, you know, all eight. What this is talking about is guys being real with each other, ladies being real with each other, your small groups being real with each other. Now, anyone here have all the answers besides? No. Let's try this. Anyone not have all the answers? I don't. Yeah, me and everyone else. You know, there have been times when I haven't had the answer Don Moore has, or Matt has, or Jeff has, or pastor has, or even my good friend Mike. Mike is not afraid to tell me like it is. You know, sometimes I need that. I don't necessarily like it, but I desperately need it. Okay, and then I can't let out Jim and Mark and, you know, 20 others and Cap and Mr. Fred and Ken. I am so thankful we as a church body live in community. I want us to think of the fact that a brother is born for adversity. Brothers aren't born so that we can have a good time all the time. Who stands with you when the going gets tough? You see, we are called to go deep because we can't stand firm on our own most of the time. From a military standpoint, 1 against 20 is not good odds. It's not even close. 50 against 20 is a lot better odds. When we go deep with each other, we become the power of many. We become the wise counsel of others. We become those who are able to see the dark parts of us, perhaps admonish us, but stand firm with us. That's what we're called to do. You know, we need to be accountable. You know, this verse tells us iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. You can plug in ladies. You can plug in small groups. I need a wingman. And most of you do too. As we look at this Father's Day, you know, we need to go deeper with our friends, our buddies. And as we look at these, there are a lot of verses, you know, I could, you know, preach the other 10 weeks on this and go, there's a lot we could add to this, but we need to close with a couple thoughts. And I want to look at the bottom line of where we are as fathers, where we are as men. As we look at this, do we live a life of apathy, hypocrisy, and shallowness? Or one of those, or two of those, or all three? Or all three in a mild fashion, or all three in a very blatant, destroying fashion? Do we live that way, or do we live a life marked up by rising up, standing firm, and going deeper? A question that I can only answer for me. You can only answer for you. You know, it's hard. And as we begin to close today, I want us to think about something. And the question is how about you now? You know what? I can't answer this. This is hard to live. This is hard to live consistently. It doesn't mean it's not the right thing. This is the right thing. This is the way to be the most effective father, husband, grandfather, man of God, woman of God that we can be. And I want to close in prayer this morning, but, you know, I'm up in front of you, and I think about this, and I don't do this perfectly. And I will stand here and I will apologize to my family for not always doing it right. But by golly, I'm going to stand for this. This is right. And I don't know if there's anyone out, any other fathers out there willing to stand for this? If you're willing to stand for this, stand for this. And I want you just to stand up. If you think you need to do this, if you think you're failing in this and want to do this right, stand up. If you are doing this right and want to encourage the others around you to do it right, stand up. There are two of us. 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20. We need this as men. Those of you who want to live in a household with men willing to stand for this, I want you to stand up too. You want your man to live this way? Stand up. I want to pray for us guys. I want to pray for these fathers. I want to pray for these men. Lord God, I thank you for this day. Lord God, you showed us how to be a father. You showed us by example. Lord, I pray for these men who stood. Some of them stood, I'm sure, because they want to embrace this. Lord, I think some of them stood because they were shamed into it. I honor both of those. Lord Jesus, you honor both of those. We all need help in this. We all need help in dealing with our apathy, our hypocrisy, and our shallowness. Lord, the enemy wants us to live that way. He wants us to be weak and lead our families in a weak way because he's won against the whole family. Lord, instead, help us to rise up, stand firm, and go deep. Help us to honor not only you, because, Lord, we need to go deep with you first. It'll do us not much good to go deep with our families if at first we are not deep with you. Help us to see you. Lord, help us to live a life that glorifies you, that honors you. Strengthen our families. Help us as we strengthen each other. Lord, anyone can be friends when the going is easy, but Lord, when it's tough, help us to love more, help us to go deep, help us to stand firm and rise up. We pray, Lord, as we finish this time in worship and this hymn, Lord, we thank you for the fathers that have gone before us, that have modeled these traits for us, both in a good and sometimes in a bad way. But Lord, we know which is effective and which is not. But we still honor our fathers. And Lord God, we honor you. Just give it to you in Christ's name.